4-0. What's the message, and how do you come back? The team seemed to have a very strong second period. What was the key to getting that turnaround?
Well, the reality right now is I feel the guys aren't really focused on what we need to do. It's like, as they don't want. I think right now they're more independent contractor. I think you have to understand, the American League is tough. They all have personal agenda. They all want something. They all have stuff going through their head. I don't feel the focus individually was there tonight from the beginning. With all the injury and all the guy we have out right now, we're not a skilled team. Let's not kid ourselves. We do have some skill to win enough game, but our work ethic is going to, dictate how we play. And tonight, we came out of the gate not ready to play the way we wanted. And I think some guys, we're going to let them relax. We've been up and down the last few games. I know where our lineup is depleted. I understand that. I realize that. But that has nothing to do with effort and focus. So let's see how we do. We self-destruct a lot because our focus is not there. And I understand the American League. They're good guys and not bad guys. They have personal agenda, but now it's going to have to go in a certain way because we're going to get invested in this.
Defensively, you practice the system with them. Where do you think the breakdowns are coming from defensively?
100% focus. The guys know when they're not invested as 100% as they should be for different reason, and they all have different reason. And I can respect that they have distraction in their own personal life. And you could tell that when we do. I mean, the second period, like we were all over them, and we could have even tied 4-4. The reality is that pro hockey will challenge you. Pro hockey will test you to go to the best league in the world. And you need to answer the bells. And I feel that, it will come with a team spirit, team concept. And they've been great since the beginning of the year. But I felt tonight we had distraction from some of our players.
With managing your roster the way it is now, having to move Ryan Poehling off to the left wing tonight, how do you feel he did there?
I think he did really good. I like that line a lot. And for him, I want to give him opportunity. Then he plays on special team. And I thought he did great. It's not bad for him to be on the wing. Played with Barber and Evan, two good players. I thought they created offense. I thought he made some plays. So, hey, that's good for him. It's good mileage. We try to give him the rep. I think Ryan was okay tonight. He wasn't the problem.
It's not an easy situation for Keith Kincaid being waived and coming down and then having a game like this in front of him. How do you feel things went for him tonight and going forward?
Well, it wasn't easy for him. That being said, he hasn't played a lot in some of the games. So it's not one game that dictate a career. So and it's not one game that dictate a team either. So let's see how we bounce back to the team, and he's going to have opportunity to play again. We have a lot of guys in different places in their career and different mindset right now, and it's this challenge of the American League, and we're going to work with them.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you.